You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Welcome back to Real Insight Keen, Insights for the Semi-Observant. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 130, Jack Reacher. Welcome back to the episode, everybody. Your host, as always, Headphones Neil. So I finally got a chance to watch Jack Reacher, and I saw it was available on Amazon Instant Video, so I thought I'd give it a shot. I honestly thought it was along the lines of a John Wick or Taken, one of those kinds of movies, so going into it, I had that kind of expectation, but as I go through the review, the movie is actually a lot different, or a lot more different than I expected it would be, at least based on the trailer. Or I was basing my expectations on the trailer, and it's not exactly, or I figured because I saw the trailer, didn't get a chance to see the movie, but then realized about, or just it reminded me a little bit of Taken, and then I saw the John Wick trailer and I saw the movie, I figured it would be about the same as far as that style of movie, but not, I want to say it's a parallel type of movie in that it's the same, similar concept, but is actually executed a lot more differently than one might expect. So with that, I'll jump right into it and we'll get through the review. Usual bit of oddities in the movie, so without delaying much longer. Jack Reacher released in the United States on December 21st, 2012 with the tagline, "The law has limits, he does not." So it's kind of a bit of a side note there. It's kind of the variation on the whole Taken theme of Liam Neeson having a very specific set of skills. In this, I figure it's a different set of skills, but to achieve a pseudo-similar purpose, but to achieve their own ends. A summary of the movie is that a homicide investigator digs deeper into a case involving a trained military sniper who shot 5 random victims. So it is actually, now that I think about it, a slight variation, or it's more of a mix between John Wick and Taken, but with more of a investigative style to it. So kind of like your Law and Order meets John Wick meets Taken. So and then in the movie format, so you don't get the full, you know, CSI breakdown of things, but you also do not get the full-on high-octane action thriller that you would get out of a Taken or John Wick movie. So I'll have a link, as always, to the IMDb and Wikipedia pages, so you can get the full cast list outside of Tom Cruise and Rosamund Pike that I could easily recognize. There was the main the sniper antagonist. I'm not sure where I could place him from, but he did look very familiar to me. The movie, though, received a Rotten Tomatoes score of 61%. So, not poorly done, but not overly well. But I also think that, as far as based on my watching of it, the movie has, or the trailer didn't bring exactly the kind of expectations one would get out of the movie, so it was kind of, I don't know what to expect, but it didn't seem like it would go the way it did, especially from the trailer, so with that, I'll jump right into it. So the first insight is, I don't always reach for connections, but when I do, I make my own plausible stories. So we have, this is at the main scene after the sniper shoots and kills 5 civilians. You kind of get the feeling, based on prior knowledge, that or I want to say, as he's sniping around looking for his targets, that he's not doing things in the traditional sense of sniping, and that he is going to be looking for more than one target. One would think immediately when he's looking for targets that he's going after the daughter and the babysitter, but it turns out he's actually going for somebody else. But later, the police go through the crime scene, they get all the information, they're going through it, and the victim, one of the victims says to find Jack Reacher, who does end up going to the crime scene and somehow is able to put together the entire story based on what he's able to figure out. This actually, as it turns out, is meant to realize how clean and easy to read the crime scene is, so something is already wrong there, and that's what piques his interest. So he puts together his stories and he works to figure out what happened and what the story is. And it's one of those things where I would have initially thought that he was going over the top, or they were going over the top with how easy it is. But the one thing I actually did like is that they kept this part of it and a few other items, which I'll get to, in that they kept it relatively low key and they kept the whole storyline very plausible. I actually wasn't thinking by the end of it, I was not really overly disappointed in how they brought all the information together. It was presented and then resolved by the end of the movie, so overall well done. And they actually did resolve the whole reaching for stories point as far as the crime scene later on, and that there was some sort of corruption going on. Next up, though, when we get to the auto parts store, I got to thinking that if they sell stock auto parts at Default Auto Parts. So we have a brief conversation in which Tom Cruise as Jack Reacher and the lawyer are talking about the auto parts store, and the lawyer is asking how he knows which auto parts store to go to. There could be many in the city. And he says they didn't say an auto parts store. They said they go to the auto parts store. So it's actually a matter of going to the one that pops into their mind. And it was actually, and they, for some reason, it was, I guess for humor's sake, it was named Default Auto Parts, as a play on what the auto parts store would be. And then I got to thinking if it wasn't a subtle jab at, or if there wasn't, or I probably would have enjoyed a joke where they sold only stock auto parts just to finish that joke off. But I thought it was a nice bit of comedic relief in the middle of the movie. But to round out my insights, I don't always snipe, but when I do, I prefer a knife fight at the base of the activity. So earlier in the movie, we have Tom Cruise saying that this particular sniper was not particularly or very good. It's a matter of he needs someone else to help pick out the targets. He prefers victims in a straight line. If they're in a different pattern, then it becomes harder for this particular sniper to do his job. And then I got to thinking by the end of the movie that this particular sniper may not have been that good, I guess. I'm not a sniper and I don't pretend to know the first thing about, you know, placement or looking at where to, or a good angle is or anything like that. But this particular sniper was at the center of attention, exactly where Tom Cruise is going to go to find and save the lawyer and go to turn himself over to the bad guys. So I figured as the antagonist sniper goes, that he would actually be in a place that's unexpected and out of sight and not so easy to find and not want to get into a confrontation to take out Reacher himself, or at least keep his eye on Reacher during the whole interaction with the bad guys, just so if anything goes south, he could take his shot. I wouldn't have expected him to be in the middle of the action. So that's actually the only real downside I found to the movie, that was a weird and not really expected place for that I would have expected a sniper to be. So kind of bugged me, but I guess it was to play to the whole story of this particular sniper not really being able to think of where to be except for when being told to where to go. So I summarize Jack Reacher as, in short, Jack Reacher is Hannibal Smith. So by the end, or essentially by the middle of the movie, but by the time the movie was finished, I realized what other character Jack Reacher reminded me of, and that was Hannibal from the A-Team, and that he has a plan, he figures out the story, he knows exactly what the main angles would be to solve a case and making sure everything goes their way. Not everything may go perfectly, but by the end of it, everything, or the basically as Hannibal says, the plan always comes together. So it was one of those things where it wasn't or none of the story really seemed to be a matter of convenience. It was actually Reacher's character at least playing things out, seeing things outside of the box, and being that outsider, and being able to make things go his way, or at least as much as he could, so that he would come out on top. So overall, it is a movie worth seeing. I would have probably expected the movie to be rated a little bit higher than it did, somewhere probably around 75% to 80%, mostly just because it was not a movie that I expected it to go. But in general, the movie went more as an investigation rather than a shoot 'em up thriller kind of movie. It was more of a drama and suspense, brought into the action thriller storyline. So you do get your fight scenes, car chases, the mystery, corruption, all of that, all in one movie. But by the end of it, you realize that the mystery and suspense aspect of it is actually playing well into the character rather than an overall movie that you would expect to just be all about guns and killing and violence. So definitely a movie worth seeing, especially if you're a Tom Cruise fan. But if not, I actually found that I enjoyed his portrayal of Jack Reacher, and it wasn't over the top to the point where it was annoying or took me away from the film. So definitely check it out, and it might even be worth reading the novel that the movie is based on. So that is really all for that. So if you have any questions, comments, insights of your own, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And you can, of course, find me on Twitter at PatelN01. And, of course, if you want to help the show and the network, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/geekio. And, of course, if you want to help support the show and the network via some sponsors, be it Puget Systems, Tweaked Audio Pro, XPN, via our Amazon affiliates program, you can visit geek-io.net/support and check out all of our great sponsors there and deals and all of that good stuff. And of course, you can find this show and any show on the Geek.io network at geek-io.net. But that is all for this particular... Actually, before I close out this episode, just a brief heads up that there will not be an episode the week of April 20th due to a wedding in the family. So I'll be busy setting up and getting things ready, transporting people as they come in from the airport to the hotels and things like that. I may aim for an episode the week after, if I do get a chance to see a movie with the family or take people out for entertainment or do something along those lines. So we'll see. There may or may not be an episode. I haven't decided yet. As time comes closer, I will know for sure. But definitely nothing the week of the 20th. So just a heads up there. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.